Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio with us. Kelsey Bischorner is with us this morning. She's the program's director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and it's a timely visit because Atlantic Fest, one of the bigger programs of the year, is coming up this weekend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's that time of the year.
It is. It's a busy time of the year for everyone, and it's going to be a great day.
Kind of like our last blast before school again.
Yes. Everybody's busy preparing back to school and getting back into the routine of things. It's a crazy time.
I know, it is. And it's been a hot week. It's been a humid week. But The weather this weekend looks pretty good.
It does. It looks like we might get a break in all this heat, hopefully.
Yeah, the heat we can do, the humidity, not so much.
No.
But there are plenty of cool shade trees.
Yes, we are very fortunate with that.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk Atlantic Fest this weekend coming up here tomorrow in the area. I know there's a lot to discuss, but I want to ask before we get to the details about that, how much time and effort, how many eyeballs and fingers are put into all this to get things, to look things over, to organize things, to make it all happen? It's been a process.
It has. And so this is the biggest event that I've been able to fully dive into since being in my position. And it's truly amazing to see the community members that step up and that chair these committees and that put so much time and effort, not to mention on top of their jobs and their families and their things that they have going on. And it's just truly amazing to be a part of all of that and just to be able to really get to know these people and see what they're passionate about. And it's really great.
Do they spend a lot of time meeting, gathering, discussing to make all this happen?
Yes, we meet very early on in the year and start to talk about Atlantic Fest and start to already talk about volunteers and time slots and donations and sponsorships and all kinds of stuff we start at the beginning of the year. So this is definitely it all coming together in this last week. So,
yeah, and it's not one of those things where everything is shut down and everything's focused in one location. The whole goal is to have a location where you can draw folks into that region because the business owners and the shop owners in the community get the benefits too.
Yes. We love to bring people from all over Southwest Iowa and even all over the state and the region and be able to showcase Atlantic and all of the great things that we love about Atlantic. We love to showcase that to other people. And we get calls all year round. Hey, when is Atlantic Fest? We love coming to Atlantic. You guys have such a great town, and we love everybody there. And they look forward to it every year, coming to Atlantic Fest, even though they're not from here. So.
Yeah, we don't make them sign into a register or anything when they show up here. But
no.
You do kind of track a little bit as best you can, just license plates and what people tell you and whatever, to kind of see where people are coming from.
Yes, we love it's really fun to look at the registration on my end, and I get to see, you know, who's coming from the road race, how far that they've come, you know, and the car shows, how far they come. And it's just really great to meet all these people. And now I get to put face to names this year, and I'm really excited about that.
Sure. Well, we have plenty of events that have gone on time after time after time, things that people have grown accustomed to and enjoy. Always some new things, maybe some new twists here and there. Let's talk about some of the traditions. The road race kind of gets the morning started.
Right, yeah, the road race definitely gets the morning started. Hopefully it's going to be nice and cool. A lot of people pre-register, but you don't have to pre-register to run the race. Registration starts at 7 a.m., and then we will kick it off at 8 a.m., and we will have a great, beautiful morning to get started with Atlantic Fest.
Very good. And a lot of good stuff going around with that, too. So if you are one inclined to go out and run.
Or walk. You are welcome to
walk. That is true.
We have great goodie bags, and it's going to be just a fun time early in the morning to get out and get moving.
Yep. A lot of people have made it available for you to have a good time and just to enjoy that morning and at whatever your pace might be.
Yes.
Some of us are a little bit slower on pace than others. Let's talk about some of the booths and things. There'll be crafters. There'll be all kinds of vendors set up throughout the area in the downtown park. How's that playing out this year?
It's going to be great. We are going to have the BPW women providing bingo in the park. We have kids carnival games that are going to be provided by the United Church of Christ. They're going to have all kinds of kid games. We're going to have the bounce houses, all of the crafters. We have new crafters this year that we may not necessarily see, have seen before or even seen at Produce in the Park. So we are happy to have them on board. And then also other informational booths, just getting information out, and I know people are excited to finally see people face to face and get to making some relationships and connections.
Is it too early to start Christmas shopping?
Of course not. You know, we in Atlantic, we love Christmas and we love to drag it on as long as possible. So you might as well get some thoughtful Christmas gifts started, or even talking about making, we have like some embroiderers and stuff like that. You could get some personalized Christmas shopping already started. So.
Well, we like food. I assume there's going to be a pretty wide variety.
There are. We do have, we got a couple different snack options. We got kettle corn and the hard scoop ice cream and all different kinds of little snack things. And then we have some barbecue places and then just your regular grill food and fried food and anything that you would like. And then, of course, the downtown restaurants will be open and love to see people as well.
So. Okay, very good. Well, the for lack of a better term, the car show usually draws a pretty good crowd to downtown. You've got a little nice addition to that this year.
Yeah, so we are so happy to be working with the Schlake family and all of the car show committee to really bring this car show an even bigger life. And we have seen a great response to that. With Kelly being such a huge community member and such, I'm a great person to connect with through NAPA and Atlantic Motor Supply. And also he was very involved in the community. So a lot of people want to come and celebrate that with us. And so we've seen a great, a record pre-registration number. So we have seen a lot of registration already. And then there's tons of people that show up the day of. And with it being forecasted to be a beautiful day tomorrow, we are hoping to see at least 300 cars.
Sunshine and shiny cars. That's a good combination.
Yes, it's going to be great.
But still plenty of shade if you want to duck under trees.
Right, everybody kind of just lines next to the buildings, and it provides that perfect shade, but then also that sun to beam off the cars and just really show them off. So.
Family, Kelly's family, very supportive.
Yes, oh, they have been so great with finding donations, donating their time. So many of them will be there just to help remember and celebrate that day. It's going to be a great day.
Very good. All right. As the day moves along throughout, some entertainment then too, perhaps?
Yes, we have the local dance companies, Villa Dance and Dance Atlantic. And we also have the Salute Gymnastics are going to show us what they've been working on all year. And then we also have a little bit of some of the local talent that we'll sprinkle in through there. And it's just going to be fun to listen and see what everybody's been working on all summer. I mean,
traditionally, we've always told folks just to, you know, kind of bring the bag chairs and what have you, and just be prepared to find a nice piece of shade, a good place where you can smell that good food and be accessible to it. And then just enjoy what's going on.
Yes, it's so great. You can kind of just camp out and you can see neighbors and people that you maybe not have seen a while, and they're there to watch their kids perform or sing, and it's just a great community event that everybody can kind of just visit.
Yeah, it's different for everybody. It's what you want it to be. If you prefer just to relax and sit back and enjoy some of the entertainment, if you want to kind of bum around through some of the vendor tables and things, that's available. The car show, you can be active in the road race. The kids have stuff to do. It's something different for everyone. Everyone will find something they like.
Yep, right? fun for everyone all day. So.
All right, very good. And the activities all get underway. Well, the road race and stuff, we talked about getting underway early, but activities in the downtown area, within the park area with the vendors and the entertainment stuff, about when will that start?
Yeah, mostly 10 to 4 is when a lot of the downtown stuff in the city park starts. But there is a kids' bike ride that's going to be at 10:30 out at the Schilberg Recreation Area. So that's just a little bit further away. You may not see that immediately, but that is something that will also be during that 10 to 4 time range as well. So
okay, and those folks who participate in some of those events like the car show and the road race, that kind of stuff, yeah, there are some fees associated with that to enter, but otherwise all the other stuff, it's no admission.
Yeah, we had a caller the other day, and she's like, so this Atlantic Fest, how much does it cost to get in? And I said, no, I mean, if you have kids that you just would love to entertain for the day, come and bring them out, and we have all kinds of free options, and then we have some great food, so you can just hang out all day. So, yeah, it's definitely something that you can do without having to spend too much money, and but you can definitely go downtown and shop downtown all you want.
Yeah, we'd have to put up a fence if we were going to start to charge admission.
And that's right, just, I think that's what she was thinking.
It's too much work. We're not going to do that.
Nope, we welcome anyone.
Want to have fun. And you've always had good supporters, too, that have helped to be a part of this year after year. And yes. We appreciate all the support.
Yeah, our sponsors and the businesses and the civic organizations have, it's just something that I have loved to see coming into this position. Everybody's like, you know, what can we do for Atlantic Fest? How can we help? And, you know, we love doing it every year, and you have volunteers that come back every year just to volunteer. And it's something awesome to be a part of.
Very good. And if folks would like to know more or see specifics, mm-hmm. like schedules and things, can they find that online?
Yes, at AtlanticIowa.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see the big Atlantic Fest logo, and they can click on that and find the full schedule. Or, of course, on our social media pages of Facebook and Instagram, we have the full schedule there as well. Or just give us a call or stop by, and we can get any kind of information you need.
Or just stop by on Saturday.
Yeah. Just come on down, and everyone, all the volunteers will be wearing blue shirts that say volunteer. So just ask one of them, and they can let you know what you need to know.
Excellent. Sounds like it's all planned out and meant to be just fun.
It's a well-oiled machine.
We like to think that anyway.
Yes, yes.
But if people don't see outward problems, they just think everything goes smoothly, and that's mm-hmm. all that matters, just mm-hmm. having fun.
Very good.
Atlantic Fest this Saturday. I hope you get a chance to enjoy some of the activities that so many folks have worked so hard to help put together, and many have stepped forward to be supportive of as well. Kelsey, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.